Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Articulating Design Decisions by Tom Griever is a practical guide to one of the most career-defining skills in product design, explaining your work so it earns trust and leads to better outcomes. Rather than treating communication as an afterthought, the book frames it as a core part of the design process, especially in cross-functional teams where product managers, engineers, executives, and customers all influence decisions. Griever focuses on helping designers move beyond simply presenting screens to clearly connecting user needs, business goals, and technical constraints into a coherent narrative. The emphasis is not on winning arguments, but on creating shared understanding, reducing friction, and making decisions that hold up under scrutiny. With an approachable, real-world tone, it addresses common moments where designers feel misunderstood or forced into reactive compromises. The result is a toolkit for staying calm under pressure, guiding discussions productively, and advocating for user experience without becoming defensive or dogmatic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shift from presenting pixels to framing a decision. A central idea is that stakeholders rarely need a tour of your interface. They need to understand the decision behind it. The book encourages designers to treat every review as a decision-making conversation, not a design show and tell. That shift changes what you prepare and how you speak. You clarify what problem is being solved, who it impacts, and what success looks like. You position the design as an answer to a defined question, grounded in user needs and product goals, rather than as a personal expression. This framing also helps avoid common traps, like debating subjective preferences or getting pulled into edge case speculation too early. By focusing on outcomes, trade-offs, and constraints, the designer creates a clear rationale that stakeholders can evaluate. The approach makes it easier for non-design partners to engage constructively because they can react to the problem definition and reasoning, not just the aesthetics. Over time, this builds credibility. People learn that your work is systematic and accountable. It also creates a repeatable structure for critiques and approvals, reducing stress and the risk of last-minute surprises. Secondly, know your audience and align on goals before opinions appear. Griever emphasizes that effective articulation starts well before a meeting. Different stakeholders care about different risks. Executives may focus on strategic alignment, product managers on metrics and scope, engineers on feasibility and complexity, and customer-facing teams on support burden. The book highlights the value of mapping who will be in the room, what they are accountable for, and what objections they are likely to raise. With that knowledge, you can tailor the story you tell and the evidence you bring. Another theme is alignment on goals. Many design disagreements are actually goal disagreements in disguise. If the team has not agreed on the target user, the primary scenario, or the business objective, feedback will scatter in conflicting directions. The guidance steers designers toward clarifying assumptions, stating constraints explicitly, and confirming what is in and out of scope. This reduces unproductive debate and makes feedback more actionable. When you proactively connect design choices to shared goals, stakeholders feel respected and included. You also reduce the chance that someone responds with a drive-by opinion because you have already anchored the discussion around outcomes and constraints. Thirdly, use evidence and reasoning without turning discussions into battles. The book advocates for a balanced approach to persuasion. Strong design communication relies on reasoning and evidence, but it should not feel like a courtroom. Designers are encouraged to bring the right kind of support for the stage of work, lightweight user insights, analytics patterns, usability findings, competitive references, accessibility considerations, or technical constraints. The goal is to make the rationale visible so stakeholders can follow the logic. At the same time, Griever cautions against weaponizing data or hiding behind research to shut down conversation. Stakeholders need room to ask questions and surface concerns, especially if they represent real business or implementation risk. The book's stance is that confidence and humility can coexist. You can advocate clearly while remaining open to being wrong. This prevents defensiveness, which often escalates meetings into positional conflicts. Instead, you treat objections as signals about what is unclear, what evidence is missing, or what trade-off has not been acknowledged. By naming trade-offs explicitly, you help the team make deliberate choices rather than accidental compromises. That improves outcomes and preserves relationships. Fourthly, run productive critiques and handle difficult feedback. A major practical focus is how to conduct design reviews so they produce decisions, not confusion. The book breaks down behaviors that derail critiques, vague feedback, late-stage reinvention, personal preference masquerading as strategy, and ambiguous ownership. Designers are encouraged to set expectations for the session, provide context, and guide the conversation with targeted questions. Instead of asking what do you think, you ask what concerns you about this flow. Where might users get stuck, or which requirement does this not meet? This turns subjective reactions into specific, solvable issues. The book also addresses emotionally charged moments, such as when someone dismisses design as just making it pretty, or when powerful stakeholders dictate changes. The guidance centers on staying calm, asking clarifying questions, and translating feedback into underlying needs. If someone says, "Make it pop," you explore what outcome they want: trust, clarity, conversion, or differentiation. You also learn when to push back, when to propose alternatives, and when to accept constraints while preserving user value. These techniques help designers keep their sanity and maintain forward momentum. Lastly, build long-term trust and a culture that values UX decisions. Beyond individual meetings, the book positions articulation as a way to shape team culture. When designers consistently explain decisions in terms of user problems, business goals, and constraints, they teach stakeholders how to think about UX. Over time, this reduces the need for constant justification because the organization begins to share the same evaluative language. The book encourages designers to cultivate trust through reliability, follow through on action items, document decisions, and make it easy for partners to see what changed and why. It also highlights the importance of early collaboration. Bringing engineering and product into the problem framing phase prevents adversarial dynamics later because everyone has context and ownership. Another long-term theme is professional growth. As designers get better at articulation, they increase their influence without relying on authority. They can lead discussions, negotiate trade-offs, and protect user experience while respecting delivery realities. This skill becomes especially valuable as products scale and decision-making becomes more distributed. By strengthening communication, you also reduce rework and churn, which saves time and protects morale. The payoff is better products and healthier teams. In conclusion, this book is best for UX and product designers who regularly present work to product managers, engineers, executives, marketers, or clients, especially anyone who feels their designs are judged by taste rather than by outcomes. It is also useful for design leads and senior individual contributors who must influence without formal authority, and for cross-functional partners who want more productive design discussions. The biggest benefit is practical. You learn to turn stressful reviews into structured decision-making sessions. By clarifying goals, anticipating stakeholder concerns, and explaining trade-offs with calm confidence, you reduce rework, avoid endless opinion loops, and protect time for solving real user problems. That improvement carries into everyday life as well, because the same skills apply to negotiating priorities, explaining complex ideas, and staying composed under scrutiny. Compared to many UX books that focus on methods, patterns, or research techniques, this one targets a gap that directly affects whether good design ever ships. It is worth buying because communication is the multiplier on all your design ability. Even strong craft and solid research can fail if the team cannot understand or commit to the decision. Prever's focus on clear rationale, stakeholder alignment, and meeting tactics makes the guidance immediately actionable. If you would like to support Tom Grever, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.